Well, alrighty, folks. This is Shirley and Spinoza. It's another fine Sunday night, and we're broadcasting from the catacombs, deep beneath a field of mushrooms up there on the surface. And in just a little bit, the rest of the gnome population will be fielding on in, and we will be presenting Oob Radio's Gnome Drone. No, Drone Gnome, I think that's about right. Now, let me get the script here. So, one moment here, and in just 1 second, we will be underway.
At the tone, 0 hours, 0 minutes, Coordinated Universal Time.
Best in every way. Smile!
Shirley, is it Spinoza or Spanoza? Or Spinoza?
Yeah.
Or maybe it's Spinoza. It's Sponoza. Or is it Oza?
Sunday night blooms in the twilight gardens of Oakland, and we find ourselves once again in the sub-world of Shirley and Spinoza for an evening of live broadcast. It is the first Sunday of the month, and that means mischief with Oob Radio, streamed directly from the split in the tree housing the forest's own drone gnome. You might be with us at compound-i.org/radio or on iTunes Radio under the Eclectic category. Look for Shirley and Spinoza Internet Radio. Either way, feel free to tempt us with berries while you listen using AIM or iChat throughout the webcast. Screen name S-H-I-R-L-E-Y-N S-P-I-N-O-Z-A. And so...
We are the gnomes from the morphogenic fields of Imperia.
And I am Trollata the gnome. I would like to read to you some gnome lore from our forest archives. A gnome is a mythical creature characterized by its small stature and subterranean lifestyle. According to Paracelsus, gnomes are the most important of all the elemental spirits of the classical element Earth, and they move as easily through the Earth as humans walk upon it. The sun's rays turn them into stone. In other traditions, they are simply small, mischievous sprites, or goblins. Some sources claim they spend the daytime as toads instead of in stone. The gnome often resembles a gnarled old man living deep underground and guards buried treasure. Because of this, Swiss bankers are sometimes disparagingly referred to as the gnomes of Zurich. Gnomes feature in the legends of many of Central, Northern, and Eastern European lands by other names. A Kalkis is a Prussian gnome, and a Barmigazi are gnome-like creatures with big feet
in the traditions of France and Switzerland. In Iceland, gnomes are so respected that roads are routed around areas said to be inhabited by them. Further east, Tengu are sometimes referred to as winged gnomes. Individual gnomes are not often detailed or featured as characters in stories, but in Germanic folklore, Rubizal, Lord of the Underworld, was sometimes referred to as a mountain gnome. According to some traditions, the gnome king is called Gulb. The word gnome is said to derive from the New Latin gnomus, and ultimately from the Greek gnosis, meaning knowledge. According to myth, gnomes hoarded secret knowledge just as they hoarded treasure. Rudolf Steiner and other theosophists before him lectured at length on gnomes, and especially their supportive role in the development of plant life and biodynamic agriculture. Rupert Sheldrake has written a good deal about morphogenic fields. The study of morphogenic fields is an attempt to scientifically document and describe how the human consciousness is shared. The morphogenic fields also plays the main role in the idea that humanity at one point in time will go through a dramatic collective shift in consciousness. It will happen when the critical mass for a shift is reached, or in other words, when a certain number of spiritually awakened individuals are reached.
Yeah. Brightly unknown ceramic man. I was walking down the high street when I heard footsteps behind me, and there was this little old man in scarlet and grey. He was chuckling away. Well, he trotted back to my house and he sat beside the telly with his hands upon his tummy. He was chuckling away, laughing all day. Here, who are you then?
A member of the National Health Service. Ha, ha, ha. Hey, hey, hey. I'm a laughing gnome and you can't catch me. Ha, ha, ha. Hey, hey, hey. I'm a laughing gnome and you can't catch me.
Said the laughing gnome, I ought to report you to the gnome office. Well, I gave him roasted toadstools and a glass of dandelion wine. Then I put him on the train to Bradford. I carried his bag and I gave him a fag.
Have you got a light, boy? Ha, ha, ha. I'm a laughing gnome and you can't catch me. Ha, ha, ha. I'm a laughing gnome and you can't catch me.
Said the laughing gnome. Have you got a gnome to go to?
Oh no, we're nomads.
In the morning, when I woke up, he was sitting on the edge of my bed with his brother, whose name was Fred. And he'd brought him along to sing me a song. Okay then, folks, let's hear it. Oh, just a moment. What's that clicking noise?
Clicking noise? That's Fred. He's a metronome. Ha, ha, ha. I'm a laughing gnome and you can't catch me. I'm a laughing gnome and you can't catch me.
I suppose you're going to jump off the record now, are you?
Oh, no. Me and Fred, we're going gnomes.
Thank you. Thank you.